Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marks and Reese, hang on the phones, everybody. We'll get to you. Elliot Shore Parks is joining us here in a minute or two to talk about Deshaun and what's going on with the Eagles and 94 WIP's Judgment Week. We've been wrong before. Actually, I thought about what I was wrong about. I was wrong about one thing.
What was it?
Doug Peterson. It was early, Doug.
Lots of people were. You're not alone on that.
When you started the Doug Club, I was on board with you.
That was early in year two. Remember early in year two with Doug, the game against the Giants, the Jake Elliott game?
Yes.
The whole story that week was that Doug went for it on 4th and 8 in the first half. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah, it was the wrong one.
Like, they were 2-1 in a Super Bowl. We didn't know it was going to be a Super Bowl year, but right. Like, we were still talking about if he was a good coach. And then 4 months later, he's holding the trophy up.
After year one, this is what I said about Doug. I said that he's very quick on his feet because you don't have timeout issues, you don't have clock management issues. Like, he was very efficient running the game. I was impressed after his first year. But before he started, I remember Doug, he got pulled over leaving the airport because he had a rental car and he didn't have the lights on. And later on I figured out, like, he probably just didn't he thought they were it was on auto.
Right. Rental car.
Right, exactly. He just didn't have the lights on.
I'm not the smartest guy.
Right. My reaction was, who the hell is driving without their lights on? And meanwhile, I've done it before. But I was too quick to judge the never a head coach, you know, very little experience. He was a high school coach just a couple years ago.
Nobody else wanted to interview him, right?
Yeah, no one wanted him. In fact, they were so impressed with Doug, they called Tom Coughlin and other people after they interviewed with him. So I was wrong about Doug very early on. So I was wrong about Doug, but we're looking for the people in Philly sports that you may have judged too early and were wrong about. We'll pick the best ones, and we'll talk about them during Judgment Week starting July 20th. Go to 94WIP.com/judge to tell us who you were wrong about. Again, 94WIP.com/judge, and then we'll pick the best ones, and we'll do it on the week of July 20th. Elliot Shore Parks, our Eagles reporter, joins us right now. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Well, I know you have a long list of people you've been wrong about, Elliot, so we'll get to that in a little bit. But let's start with Deshaun Jackson. It seems like in the last since the Instagram like of the he shouldn't have apologized, he spoke to Julian Edelman. I know there's reporting out there that he's going to be meeting with some people in the community, in the Jewish community here today and tomorrow. Michael Rubin's involved in setting some of that stuff up. So it seems like that it's going down the right street right now. I mean, do you think that Deshaun Jackson is still in jeopardy of losing his job and not being an Eagle this year?
I think that the Eagle statement kind of said this, until they kind of see action and, you know, maybe a prolonged period of showing remorse for the post he had, I think it's somewhat in danger. I would say it's slim. I think, as you just mentioned, the stuff that he's putting in action, those things can't happen overnight, right? Like, this thing kind of broke Tuesday morning, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do something Tuesday afternoon. Like, you have to set these things up. So as those things have come out, you know, it's good to see Deshaun taking action, but, you know, it's going to probably take a week or two or maybe even more until Jeffrey Lurie feels like, okay, Deshaun is showing remorse for what he did. That can't happen overnight.
Elliot, what have you made of the responses to this? I'm talking about other NFL players. It was pretty delayed, I felt like. You know, sometimes when things happen and players do something, everyone jumps on them right away. It seemed like it was delayed. Yeah. The last couple days we've gotten more. Today, obviously, we see Malcolm Jenkins on Instagram. What's been your reaction to the other players' reaction on this one?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, Malcolm came out today and said something. I believe Malik Jackson has come out and kind of supportive of Deshaun to a certain degree. There's been a lot of different variations of responses. I think that, you know, players wanted to pick their words carefully, I guess, is maybe why you've seen a 48-hour kind of lag in the response. But it is interesting to see that, you know, there haven't been kind of the onslaught from other players towards Deshaun that maybe you would have expected. But, yeah, no, I thought Malcolm's response today was interesting. And overall, I think players are just taking time to choose their words wisely.
Yeah, or they just don't care, which is what I really think it is. It's not affecting them. And Malcolm, more or less, what I took from what he said and then what his caption was on the Instagram, which was what he said was wrong, but ultimately I'm focused on what's going on in my community and I'm not involved or saying anything about Jewish people.
Yeah, Malcolm, you know, really ever since I've gotten to know him, he's very into, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and that type of thing. I think Malcolm certainly harbors no ill will towards anybody in the Jewish community, so I don't think that's what it is. But Malcolm's always been very clear about keeping the message focused. I mean, his signs last year, or maybe a year and a half ago at this point, saying you're not listening in terms of just keeping the message focused. So yeah. I wasn't surprised that was a statement from what I've seen of it, at least. So yeah, I think Malcolm just wants to kind of make sure that, and you know, the message stays focused.
Elliot, I'm not surprised the Eagles are probably going to keep him. And this has kind of been their MO, whether it be Michael Vick, whether it be Riley Cooper, now Deshaun. Yeah. Like, they are not quick to get rid of someone who either people don't want here or offended by having here. They'll stand by a player and try to move forward with it.
Yeah, that's always been Jeffrey Lurie's thing. I mean, even with, you know, with players that haven't been on this large of a scale, guys that have been in, you know, misdemeanor-type trouble in terms of, you know, parking stuff, well, not parking, but in terms of just different players that have had issues, Jeffrey Lurie has always been a guy that sits down, talks with them, and doesn't bend to public pressure. As you mentioned, you saw that with the decision to sign Michael Vick. He, to a certain degree, did it with Riley Cooper. That was obviously, in my opinion, a mistake not to release Riley Cooper at the time. But he's always been someone that'll sit down, talk to the player, and make the decision from there. And to a certain degree, you respect it. I think everybody would want a boss that would talk to them and hear them out prior to making a snap decision like that. And I think that's how he's always going to be. I think that's why, you know, when you asked me first, John, about whether or not his job's in jeopardy, I don't think it is right now, but Jeffrey Lurie is always going to be reevaluating, seeing if Deshaun is being sincere. So I think in that degree, that's just all Jeffrey, that's always who he's going to be.
Yeah, I'm talking to Elliot Short Parks. I agree. I think it's one of these things where things can change quickly. You know what I mean? If something else was to happen, but it seems like Deshaun is going down the right road, and you know, hopefully everybody learns a little bit of something like this, and then they can get back to some of the things they're focused on in the BLM movement. Elliot, Judgment Week. People can get in on the website until Wednesday, July 15th, to submit people that they were wrong about. Philadelphia athletes, coaches, etc. You have a long list here. I couldn't even get into all of them. What is your go-to? What were you the most wrong about of all the ones that you have on here?
Well, my list isn't as long as people like to make it out to be. I'm actually, you know, I get a lot of things correct, right?
But, well, I have one person on my list, so it's much longer than mine.
Okay. For me, I think in recent memory, at least, the one person that I've definitely been wrong about was when they signed Alshon Jeffrey, I did not think that it was the right move. I didn't think he was a number one receiver. I didn't think he was worth the money. When they re-signed him, I didn't think it was a great call. But there's no denying that that Alshon Jeffrey, on the way to that Super Bowl, played a big role in it. And I'll also say that now, looking at Alshon, it's a little different. He's viewed differently. But coming into Philadelphia, he was viewed as, you know, potentially not going to be a good locker room guy. And he was for the first 2 years. He really was. So I think I got that one wrong. Ultimately, his reputation is a little different now. But me saying that they shouldn't have signed Alshon, I was wrong about that. Signing him was absolutely right.
And Marcus Smith, you gave it an A, the draft pick an A. That's a pretty bad one.
L. You cut out for a second.
the Marcus Smith column that you wrote, you gave it an A. For the Marcus Smith draft pick.
That wasn't a great one. That was not a great decision on my end. I mean, look, I thought firing Chip Kelly was a mistake.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, that was not something he should have done. Clearly, that was the right decision.
Jordan Matthews.
So, yeah. Well, I wasn't wrong about Jordan Matthews.
Listen, here's what it is. You're a volume takesman. That means it's going to be a lot of misses in there. I mean, a lot of hits. Right,
yeah.
Like 50-50 means
all the time you're going to have misses.
Right,
exactly.
Well, get it in right now. It's 94WIP.com/Judds to tell us who you were wrong about. I think you mentioned Howie Roseman in here. I think a lot of people were wrong about Howie Roseman. I'm not one of them. I have to be honest. When Chip Kelly got hired, and then when Howie was exiled to the basement or wherever, I knew it was a mistake because you had a guy that had not run an NFL franchise, that had very little experience doing that, and you brought in a guy named Ed Manowich. But like you need checks and balances, and no matter what he thought about Howie, and you know, I think he has strong points and his negative points, but you know, you need checks and balances, and I thought that was a huge mistake when the Eagles got rid of Howie as the GM before they brought him back.
Well, the interesting thing about Howie is when they moved on from him, he had not won a playoff game in 5 years as a general manager. So I know it's viewed as kind of them picking Chip, which was the mistake, but Howie's resume as the GM was not great before they got rid of him. I think that year he took when he was in the NovaCare, you know, everyone jokes on the different side of the building, that year he took really did change him. And I think it's a credit to him that he took that year and bettered himself. A lot of people might have just been upset. They might have looked for another job. He really did take that year and better himself. And I think now, although recent, you know, maybe over the last year, his moves haven't been as great, he's kind of reshaped himself as one of the most forward-thinking, smart general managers in the league. His front office is one of the most forward-thinking, proactive front offices in the league. He already has two GMs under his GM tree. So he's certainly reinvented himself. But yeah, at the time when they got rid of him, I think it was the right move at when they did it.
Elliot Short Parks. Elliot, are you pro-fake crowd noise or anti-fake crowd noise?
So I was anti-fake crowd noise. I've watched a few soccer games that have the fake crowd noise, and I think it actually works out pretty well. Like, when you're watching on TV, you almost can't even tell that there aren't fans in the stands.
Exactly.
Outside of occasionally you'll see, you know, like an ad where the fans are supposed to be. But I am pro-crowd noise. I think it makes the viewing experience more enjoyable on TV. And honestly, it feels just like the real thing from what I've seen. Maybe it will be different with football, but at least in the soccer games I've seen, I've been pretty impressed with how it's worked.
What did it sound like? Was it just a murmur, or did they try to live up to the moment? Like a big moment, was there a roar, or is it just kind of the same murmur the whole time?
No, they lived up. They, like, had different, I guess they probably had a guy with a soundboard that have different reactions for what was going on. I mean, even in soccer, when a guy was running down towards the goal, even in soccer, when a guy was running down towards the goal, they would have the noise go up, and it would build. It was impressive by the I forget what network it was on. Whatever network did, I thought it was very impressive, and I hope they do it for the NFL this year.
Yeah, me too.
All right. I don't trust soundboard guy.
Yeah, I mean, soundboard guy, you have to make sure you properly vet the person doing it. But see, like, Elliot, from watching some KBO and actually the Union game the other day, man, it's weird without any type of noise at all. Even if it's just kind of like a background track to where it's not. And I look more in baseball than anything else, because in baseball, you have those three or four seconds pockets of no talking. If you don't have that background noise, it's just going to be total silence, which will be weird.
And I'll also say that from the NFL perspective, I'm sure they are not going to want people, and for the NBA and really all the sports, but I would say especially NBA and NFL, they're not going to want to hear the players and the coaches not going to want fans watching out to be able to hear what they're saying, just in terms of calls, checks, all that
stuff.
True. So I think from that perspective as well, the leagues are going to want some type of noise over what's going on in the field.
Right on. Elliot, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, talk to you guys soon.
All right, there he is, ESP, Elliot Shore Parks.
Soundboard guy worries me. You have to vet that guy, and he better be good.
Well,
better be good.
That's what I'm saying. With Jack, I don't know if you could trust him. James Seltzer, you may get too many sound effects, but they would, you know, he's experienced with it.
Is this a Twitter question?
Who should be the soundboard person for the Phillies? You or Seltzer?
I mean, like, if I lose Seltzer, I might walk home in the ring.
Put it up there then. I would love to see that.
I know who I'm
Tropical
going
storm,
for.
Whatever. Jack has
yep.
to.
Walking home.
So, Jack, you have the. So, the Red Sox had in their simulated game, they pumped in the fake noise, right? And here's how it sounded.
Sounds real.
And the Phillies now lead 8-7.
right, that does sound real. That does sound pretty authentic. But when is that being used? Because
that's a home run.
That sounds like a home run. That sounds like Red Sox just went up 3-2 against the Yankees. It's a big game. If I'm watching Phillies Marlins, second game of the season, fourth inning, Phillies are down 4, and I hear that, that's baloney. That's not what you're really going to hear.
Here's the pitch. What do you think, Jack? Was that a home run?
Yeah, because I could definitely see the Phillies doing that for Phillies home runs, because they always do the they always have HK, and it's like, that ball's out of here. And, like,
and don't tell me that a player rounding the bases hearing that isn't going to get more jacked up rounding around second
base.
They
would like
it. Well, maybe, but then they look around the crowd, and there's no one there.
Well, that's not true. You can have the cardboard cutouts of the
Marks and Reese show. That's why they need the cardboard cutouts if this is going to work.
Right, and we could get it right. We could actually, you know where we should put ours? In right field by Bryce.
Yeah, I mean, we're the
familiar face.
We're the sponsors. I'm the only reason he's here. I mean,
you're the reason he's here. He cries when he comes on with yeah. us.
Well, we may not want him in right field then, because we can't have him distracted during the game.
He would feel comfortable.
Thinking about the hospital.
So play it again. So for all the people that don't like the idea of the crowd noise in Major League Baseball or wherever, this is what the Boston Red Sox did. Listen.
Out of here, home run, Mickey Morandini. And the Phillies now lead 8-6.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Now, that's pretty good. But if we're going to do that, are we going to have the opposite? Are we going to have the booze raining down when Velasquez gives up 6 runs in the third inning and Girardi has to take him out?
Interesting.
What about the a-hole chance? The guy brought up a good point.
Well, I don't know if you can do that.
Yeah, they might put the
But the booze, that's
that.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, if we're going to be real.
It wouldn't sound authentic without the booze. I don't think they'll have booze, because then the player's like, hold on, you're playing boo sound
effects. The soundboard guy's got the whole stadium booing me?
Yeah, there might be a problem with sound guy after the game.
Sound guy's not booing people. 215-592-9494. So now what we heard, what it sounds like. Dan in Prospect Park. What do you think, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Dan.
I just want to say I love the show. I listen all day long.
Thank you.
I do have a few things. I hate the idea of the fake sound, honestly. I mean, we live in such a sensitive world. What, like, why is that such a big problem? Put some mics on the guys. I mean, you know, you
they don't
do
want
it
that
all the time. And that's fine. That's fine. But, you know, even still, look, you know, again, we live in such a sensitive world. And the whole thing with Deshaun, man, look, he said it was wrong, but it's not how he feels, right? So that's our perception of it. Or the people who are upset, that's their perception of how they took what he said, right? He doesn't feel that way.
You don't know how he feels. But, Dan, you don't know how he feels. I don't really know how he feels.
Well, no. Okay, so you're right. But at the same time, when you play sports, right, you play with black, white, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing. And they become your brothers. They become your teammates. You don't have that ill will. When truly, you know, you have to look out for these people. They have to have your back. You have to have their back.
I mean, I think that's the way it should be, and I hope it's like that. But, I mean, we don't know how these guys feel deep down.
You're correct. Yes, there will be outliers, for sure. But, you know, you're talking about his teammates not responding, and I get that. But we're just going to take what they say, and we're just going to mangle that as well. This is going to last as long as until the next thing happens. And then we forget about it, and we're on to the next thing.
Well, I mean, Dan, you're right. I mean, what we do is we chew them up, and then we spit them out when the next one comes along. You're right.
Well, because that means we know there's always going to be the next dumb thing that happens.
Right. Malcolm spoke today on the subject. Deshaun spoke to Julian Edelman last night, which was positive. He said that they're going to get together, and they're going to, you know, take the next step and talk about it. He's also, according to the reports that are out there today, meeting with people in the Jewish community. Michael Rubin, the minority owner of the 76ers, he's involved in it. He is a person that has a lot of clout in the Delaware Valley that's in the Jewish community. So, I mean, that's exactly what needs to happen. I mean, whether or not this really is going to change the way Deshaun thinks, or I don't even know what Deshaun thinks. I don't think Deshaun has hate in his heart for Jewish people. I don't believe that he does. Right? But, like, for the Jewish community to get over these are the steps that need to happen. And, by the way, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are prominent members of the Jewish community.
Yeah, today's a much better day for Deshaun than yesterday.
Yes.
In terms of action steps and the way the story is moving, it's moving in a better direction for him.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. Today was, like you said, for the whole story, it's like, all right, like this is the turn that I feel like it needed to happen.
Again, he put his phone down and he started doing some good things here. That's what we needed.
Correct. Let's go to Lou, Sacramento. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to touch on the crowd noise and Deshaun Jackson. The crowd noise, I actually like the crowd noise, so it helps me fall asleep during the game. It's so boring now, it's like, whatever. So I want them to pump it in somehow. Even if it's just,
so
I like the, ahead.
But like the NFL, do you want it to in the NFL?
Yeah. Whatever simulates any sense of normalcy. I mean, to be honest, I don't even know if they're going to be able to finish these seasons really, but anything that promotes a sense of normalcy, I'm for it. So,
yeah, I agree. That's
yeah.
How I feel.
And then on Deshaun Jackson, you know, I gave it a week. I was really upset. You know, full disclosure, my partner's Jewish. Our son is half Jewish. I've been to concentration camps. Horrible. I mean, you have this line in the sand that as a society, you kind of agree on mostly on what not to cross. And 80 years ago, we said anything that has to do with Hitler, you're crossing the line. Like all of us as a whole entire community in the world said that. So I'm still upset. I don't know if I want to cut him. And it has nothing to do with Riley Cooper, right? If Riley Cooper said what he did today, he'd be cut. But mm-hmm. I'm not trying to go back. I want Deshaun Jackson to show some remorse. I haven't seen it yet. I want to give him a chance. But I am pissed off. I'm pissed off at Malcolm Jenkins, too, because don't come at me and say white silence is white consent when you literally just did the same thing. That's not our problem. Look, I'm for Black Lives Matter. I vote with that in my conscience. I continue. We'll do that. But like the caller said that hadn't called up in 30 years, we're all in this together. So, Malcolm, please. And everyone else, you're losing allies by doing this. And I want us to all come together and make real change in this world. And to do that, we got to do it together. So let's hope Deshaun just goes down there with Julian Edelman to see what, you know, Hitler did to the world. I mean, he's the worst part of humanity. And we all agreed that he was. There is no line when it comes to Hitler. It's just evil. So. Yeah. Hopefully he learns his lesson. I don't want him cut because then that's just going off into our cancel culture corners. We don't need that. Just want him to change just like a lot of white people need to change in this country. A lot of change needs to happen. But Malcolm, you got to do better.
Appreciate it, Lou. Good call, man. Yeah, I think it was very well said and very fair.
Yeah, and I can understand why he feels that way. I mean, I can understand why, and we had a caller earlier who said that, you know, a similar thing, that, like, we're all in this together. We got to all be in against all hatred together.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Brooks in Northeast Philly. Brooks, go ahead. How are you?
Gentlemen, what's up, y'all?
Brooks, how you doing?
No crowd simulation. You can't simulate Philly, so enough of that stuff there. You can't assimilate our announcers. You can't. Come on, man. That is done with. Over and done with. Now, moving on. The one thing that I hate about this thing is that as a society, there's no big sin, there's no little sin. Right? So I'm going to say this. The inner soul of the organization of the Philadelphia Eagles, they had to check their inner man when they let Riley Cooper stay on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they didn't, their inner man wasn't right. In the spirit, man, and I say as the whole organization, head on down. When he said that, there's no, you got to do this, there's no, you got to do that, you got to, no. Same way with Deshaun. There's no, what you say is what you're either thinking or what you feel, right? So it was wrong. So my thing is I want people to stop saying, that was this years ago, or that was this. No, there's no big sin, there's no little sin. Right is right, wrong is wrong. What Malcolm was saying is, listen, bruh, they're not the ones that's killing the black people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we not, you know, the neo-Nazis hating Jews. Bruh, focus on what's going on in America right now. Get some knowledge. Don't comment on that. And that's what Malcolm meant. He wasn't saying Jews ain't a problem. People got to slow down. Slow down and think about the whole thing before we want to just jump off, you know, off the edge. So slow down before we think or before we talk. And that was the Deshaun problem, being immature, being ignorant, and lacking understanding.
Yep.
So hopefully he can get some understanding, because Hitler, he was a big devil, you know, probably one of the biggest. But you have to give, you know, for me, there's no big sin, there's no little sin, period. You live by that, you'll be all right.
Good call, Brooks. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, for this whole thing with Deshaun, it's like hopefully he however long, couple months from now, 6 months from now, the start of 2021, he's gained some knowledge and a different perspective on the world. And there's a lot of people with what's going on with Black Lives Matters that has additionally right now has gained a different perspective.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Deshaun realizes what he did, and I think he does, and now, and moves forward. I mean, the Eagles, I think, are going to make this a teaching point, right, for him, for everyone. My guess is he's going to stay here, and they're going to try to make it that we're going to help him get better and learn and be a better person.
Mm. All right, we'll come back. 215-592-9494. So we'll keep taking your phone calls on the fake crowd noise. People do not like the fake crowd noise. I love it. In fact, I don't want fans coming back. I like the fake crowd noise. We don't even need them anymore.
Stay out,
right,
fake
Jack?
Crowd noise.
Yeah, I don't need to go to games anymore.
Doesn't work in this
but
city.
Recently, the Athletic did an NFL broadcasting survey. And it's really, really interesting. Who do the fans think is the best play-by-play booth? Which fan base is most offended by national broadcasters and more? We'll go through that a little bit. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, let's talk about a great offer from Marks Jewelers. Marks Jewelers is offering 5 years of no interest. That's zero interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. Got to get it in July. That means you can get your lady the diamond ring she has always wanted and deserves, and you can take 5 years to pay it off interest-free. Imagine going all out for your lady and showing her just how much she means to you. Don't wait, though. The five-year no-interest program ends soon, so make your own fireworks this July with a fabulous diamond engagement ring from Marks Jewelers, and you can do it 5 years interest-free. Get her the ring that she deserves and wants. Learn more. Marks Jewelers is in Route 309 in Montgomeryville, right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Route 309. Very convenient. Marks-Jewelers.com is the website, and tell them that John Marks sent you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.